Welcome back on the second portion here. My name's Kevin Keith. This is WILO. Speaking now with Senior Director of Research for the American Gaming Association, we have Dave Foreman on the line. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for speaking with us. This has been legal in the state of Indiana for a couple weeks now, but I've still had a ton of people asking a ton of questions, so we thought it might be a good idea to get someone on here who knows some of those answers. This has been legal a few weeks, like we talked about. What does this mean for the state of Indiana overall, Dave?
Well, I think it sort of means different things to different people. I mean, for consumers, for NFL fans, and for sports fans, you know, it means the opportunity to be able to bet on the sports legally and safely. With, you know, trusted companies rather than, you know, a neighborhood bookie or some offshore site, you know, that you can't really trust. You know, for the state of Indiana, I think it means higher, you know, some increased, tax revenue that, sports betting will generate for the state. And for the athletes and the players and the teams, in sports, I think it means that, frankly, despite what some people say, they can have greater confidence that the integrity of the games is going to be protected as people bet legally, and it's monitored, and we don't have to worry about, you know, some of those illegal bookmakers, you know, impacting the integrity of the sports.
Indiana is a pretty conservative state, and we are just the 12th state to enable this. Does that kind of surprise you with Indiana, or is this a growing trend, and we'll see it in all 50 states in the next 10 years?
No, I mean, I think the big surprise is that, you know, up until last year, this was obviously, I think a lot of people know, only legal in Nevada, and the Supreme Court ruled last year that it, you know, was now up to each individual state to decide for themselves. And I think we've seen states of all different political stripes, frankly, move a lot quicker on this than we would have imagined. I mean, today you can bet legally in 13 states and 5 more plus the District of Columbia have legalized it, and it will be up and running pretty soon. And those states run the gamut of you know, liberal to conservative, and they even include states like New Hampshire and Tennessee and the District of Columbia that didn't have any kind of casino gaming whatsoever prior to legalizing sports betting. You know, I think there's a huge appetite for this out there. Like, it'll surprise anybody to know that sports betting and betting on these games was going on already,
right,
one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
People want to do this, and it's better for everybody involved if they're able to do it legally. And I think you know, people across the country and state legislatures tend to agree. So I don't know if we'll get to all 50 states, but I think it'll be legal in far more places than not in the near future.
So some people do scratch off. Some people go to the casino and play the slots. For somebody who doesn't know much about it, including myself, so this means you could go to a casino or other locations and bet on whatever, however many NFL games, NBA basketball?
Yeah. So in Indiana, right now in Indiana, it's only up and running, I believe, at 3 casinos right now. But more Indiana casinos will come online over the next few weeks and months. And Indiana also legalized, you know, mobile and online betting. So for folks who want to bet but either live too far away or can't for whatever reason go out to a, you know, a brick and mortar casino counter to place their bet, they'll be able to do it online or off through a website or on their phone, which really in states like New Jersey that have legalized it already is where most people prefer to place their bets, which is not terribly surprising. It's much easier. You know, in states like New Jersey, 80% of the bets are placed digitally or mobily. And so that will ultimately, you know, come to Indiana, although it's not rolled out quite yet.
That can be dangerous, just having the quick access right there on the phone. People have to get used to that and discipline themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the people who were betting illegally, you know, before, and a lot of people don't know that they're betting illegally. People go to a website, they don't realize it's an offshore site, and, mm-hmm. and they're able to bet. So they're doing it already, and most people, you know, frankly, this is actually responsible gaming. Education Week, and mm-hmm. you know, we've done a lot of research, and the vast majority of people are able to bet responsibly. And you know, one of the other benefits of doing this legally is that the legal sports books, you know, keep an eye out, and they don't want to encourage irresponsible betting. Whereas, you know, the offshore sites and the guy down in the corner, you know, they're a lot less concerned with that.
Yeah, they don't care, right?
Yeah.
So what's covered? We think of NBA, we think of NFL. What are some of the other sports that we may not think of that we can bet on?
Well, I mean, you know, college football, college basketball, maybe not surprisingly, are pretty big draws. Baseball, of course, is pretty big. But it's really up to the individual sports books, and they offer bets on almost as wide a variety of events as you can imagine. So if you're a tennis fan, if you're a NASCAR fan or an F1 fan, you know, you can bet on that.
What about the additional revenue that that this might bring in for the state? Will do states see any of this money?
Yeah, so you know, one of the things that it's important for states to keep in mind, and Indiana has, as they legalize this, is that you know, sports betting is certainly a new source of revenue for states. It's a legal activity that the state government can tax, and like anything else, it will generate money. But you know, unlike a lot of other casino games, you know, if you're playing blackjack or you're playing slots or roulette, the house has a sort of a built-in edge over the long term. You know, not over a week or over a month, but over you know hundreds of thousands of games or plays, the house is you know, they know how much that they can reasonably expect to win. That's not really the same with sports betting. It's a much higher risk business for these guys. You know, the average sports book wins only $105, out of every $100 that are bet, and they can lose. There's no built-in, you know, edge necessarily on a sports bet. So, you know, a reasonable tax rate is really important because it is a very small margin business, and a huge tax rate can quickly eat into that profit margin and can impact the lines you know, offshore books and bookies obviously don't pay any tax, and if they're able to offer more attractive lines to consumers, consumers will probably go there. So a reasonable tax rate is really key to eliminating that black market.
And of course there's no wagering on any kind of e-sports or amateur athletes, right?
Well, you can bet on, you know, NCAA Division I sports.
Mm-hmm.
Esports is something that a lot of people talk about, and it's, you know, as something of the future, but I think as of right now, you can't bet on it, and there's just a lot of questions around, you know, how that gets done, who's doing it. But people have talked about it, but I think we're several years at least away from that being a reality.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you can get scratch-offs for if you're 18 years of age in Indiana, but don't you have to be 21 to bet on sports?
To be honest with you, I don't know the legal age in Indiana.
I think that's the Indiana.
A lot of states are 21, but a handful are 18, and I don't actually know where Indiana falls there.
We have a pretty good horse racing contingent in Clinton County here in north central Indiana as far as some stuff we do out at the fairgrounds here and stuff. What about betting on horse races or maybe some bigger stuff with like the Kentucky Derby? Will that be included in this?
Well, horse racing actually is sort of a separate thing and is handled differently by most states and is already legal, so that's not really
right.
Impacted by the changes around all the other sports.
Okay, all right. What about keeping ourselves protected on this? You kept talking about black market guys on the corner or down the alley. What do we need to know as consumers to this new thing here in our state?
Look, it's a new market for a lot of consumers, and I think the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, make sure if you're betting online, you're betting with a site that's legal in the United States. It'll probably be branded as one of your local casinos. and to, you know, just bet responsibly and bet smartly and enjoy it. I mean, this is something that really adds to people's enjoyment of a lot of the games. It keeps them engaged, and it's another form of entertainment.
We're speaking with the Senior Director of Research, Dave Foreman, with the American Gaming Association. Dave, one thing I was thinking about is every year in March, we have March Madness, and there's offices all across the nation who have their own little office pools for the 64 teams, you know, trying to make it to the big dance there in March Madness. Of course, there's... You know, sometimes in the office, there's somebody who collects that money and saves it, and that's always been technically illegal. Does that mean our office pools are now legal?
Nope. This, the Indiana legislation, I don't believe, addresses office pools. And office pools really are, we don't want to be the fun police here. Nobody,
right.
I've never heard of anybody coming for anybody's office pool.
Right.
You know, it's a little bit like jaywalking. office pools are really a gray area in a lot of states, though, in terms of legality. I mean, generally speaking, if somebody is kind of taking a cut of the pool for running it, that's illegal almost everywhere else. But if somebody is just holding the money temporarily and paying all of it out one way or another, that really varies state to state, and it's actually a little complicated because, frankly, nobody gets charged with this.
Right.
Hasn't wound its way through the court system yet. but that really shouldn't be impacted by this, and I think people will continue to do that with their friends. But now they'll have an opportunity to do it legally and in sort of a bigger context with a legal sports book.
Gambling can become an addiction, and it can, you know, too much of anything is not necessarily good. Everything in moderation. What are some resources out there to keep us responsible and not, spending the mortgage?
Sure. Well, you can always go to our website at AmericanGaming.org, and we have a whole host of responsible gaming resources for people. Our members also are committed to ensuring that people bet responsibly. And actually, they just recently rolled out a new responsible advertising pledge and committed not to marketing sports betting to children, not to using any cartoons or any other marketing tools like that may apply to children, and to limit where they advertise to places that are predominantly adult focused. So the industry is working hard to make sure that only folks who are legally allowed to bet are able to, and that the folks who do need help are able to get it.
Before we let you go, Dave, is there anything else we need to know with this being so new to our state?
No, I think just have fun, enjoy it, and do it responsibly. It's a lot of fun, and I think people will enjoy the Colts games a little more if it's got a few dollars on it.
Yeah, a little skin in the game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Dave, pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll come back with more next on WILO.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Join Ken Hartman every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Ken will take an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action, while looking at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, from the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, WILO.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@CasperRadio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO. Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Ivy Tech Community College, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Ken, anything we need to know on the news? We haven't talked a whole lot of news the last couple of days.
Well, we kind of hit the big one. That was Iran before we went out there. And, of course, big thing here has been wind farms and, you know, those kind of things. So we've kind of touched on those.
Yes. Well, if there's something on your mind you'd like to touch on, reach over and touch Ken and myself. 659-333. Remember, reach out and touch someone.
I got to try to think how I want to go with that.
Don't make me come across there. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463.
There's so many wrong things with that statement. I just...
you know what we'll be doing a week from today, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
We won't be doing Party Line.
No, that's what we won't. By the way, that's right. We will not be doing Party Line next Wednesday because we're going to all be at the Senior Fair.
Yes.
1 week from today.
Yes. It's in the beautiful Community Life Center in Frankfort behind the First Church of the Nazarene. That's at 2056 East Wabash Street across from Frankfort Senior High School. It is the 30th Annual Senior Fair brought to you by Encompass Credit Union, Center Township of Clinton County, WILO, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and a whole other host of sponsors helping us out with various things. Now, we're going to do, if you get over there after 9:30, quarter till 10, you probably won't be able to find a parking spot.
Right.
So, if we're all filled up behind the, First Church of the Nazarene in front of the Community Life Center, just, go across the street, cross Mass Road there, and park in the high school parking lot, and then ride the Frankfort Main Street shuttle to and from the Senior Fair. We'll get you across the street safely so you don't have to walk and deal with all that. Where should they park in that parking lot, Ken?
They need to park in the back part closest to the where the new sign is and where the creek is. Just park back that way.
Close to 28 as you can get there,
right? Just park in the back part there and you won't have any problems.
I like that new sign. I was sitting at the stoplight there yesterday.
Yeah, it's nice.
I wish it was a little bigger. But those are expensive.
I remember
how much it cost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
that was my only drawback. Like, okay.
Right.
I mean, I like those. I love those signs, but you're right. They are expensive.
Yeah. Well, everybody 50 plus are invited to attend. Free admission, door prizes, and fun. Plus, Ken and myself. Visit over 45 booths from businesses and organizations. We're near 50. Russ and I were counting two nights ago. So all of our booths are businesses and organizations mm-hmm. which offer products, services, things yep. that you might need for right. seniors. Mm-hmm. Of course, we do free breakfast and free lunch. There is such a thing as free lunch, thanks to Mark Ginda and the folks at Ginda Funeral Home and Home National Bank in Thorntown. Plus a free breakfast to fill you up. Man, I can't mm-hmm. wait for some Hoops breakfast next week, I think. Sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home, Archer Weston Funeral Home, and Hearing Solutions of Indiana. I'm trying to think of what we're going to have for Hoops breakfast. Was it biscuits and gravy last year?
I don't know. See, I don't do biscuits and gravy.
I know, but man, it was so good.
I know, but I'm just saying the reason I don't is because
gravy don't agree.
Gravy
with you,
does not agree with me no. in any form. I love it, but gravy just does not sit with me at all.
Okay. Well, I'll eat yours then. Okay.
Be my guest. I'll tell you what. You can have my gravy. I'll take your bacon.
Okay, we might be able to trade off on
okay,
some of that.
All right,
I'll take Mark Ginda's bacon, and we'll be okay then.
Okay,
I'll do that when he's not looking.
Yeah, get some good hash browns and some good scrambled eggs. I'll be in good shape.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be playing bingo too and having fun with that with prizes. Also, free health screenings if you're needing it.
Yeah,
flu and pneumonia shots available. Plus, they'll help you file your insurance and Medicare.
Right.
We'll have entertainment, which is the Wildcat Creek String Band. The stage sponsor for them is IU Health. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's next Wednesday. Make your plans now. 9 to 2. And when we say 9 to 2, we mean it because yeah. it does wrap up pretty quick.
Yeah. So a lot of people sometimes have a tendency to want to leave before 2.
Yes. So get there early and bring your friends and make your travel arrangements now. Maybe yeah. you got a senior you want to pick up or you need a carpool or something.
And I'm going to say this. I've said this before and I will say this again. If you have not been to this, get there.
Mm-hmm.
It is by far one of the most informative and things. And I think it's by far, I've said it many times, to me it's the best thing we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what we do and like everything that goes with this. So,
well, we've been practicing for 30 years,
yeah,
so we do have it.
It is. I'm just saying, if you haven't been there, get there.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean that because that's. And I don't just say that because I work here.
Right.
But I you know, if I wasn't working here, I'd be there.
Right. You know, the one you and I have talked about it too. The one thing I really enjoy about it, although you know, helping seniors is good and mm-hmm. getting to eat food and everything, is the fellowship.
Yeah, you get it. You always get a chance to see, like I said to Mark earlier,
yeah.
we were talking about Grandma's Cook-Off. You know, you always get a chance to see people you rarely see. You know,
yeah, you might just see them once a year.
That's right, once or twice a year.
Or you talk to them on the phone, but you don't actually
yeah.
get to see them in person.
Right.
You know, so all right.
right.
Well, we'll see you all next Wednesday for the 30th annual Senior Fair. All right.
Hey, you mentioned something about news, and I remembered I had this morning. I want to throw this out at you.
Okay.
I know it's Jimmy Carter, you know, mm-hmm. former president, but sure. I think he's got an interesting point here. The 94-year-old former president gave his annual address Tuesday at the Carter Center in Atlanta. He didn't mention anyone by name, but said he'd like to see an age limit on presidential candidates.
Oh, wow.
Carter said if he were 80 years old, he doesn't believe he could carry on the duties he did when he was president.
Yeah.
Two Democratic candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are both in their late 70s, and President Trump is 73.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to agree with that.
You know what? I don't agree with much Jimmy Carter says these days, but I could see that.
Yes.
And you know what? He would know, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
You know? So.
Yes, he would. I have no problem with the age limit.
Yeah, that's legit. Now, you know, we have the age limit on... on the other side, you have to be, 36, I think, to run?
I thought it was
34.
I thought it was 36 or 7. I can't
something
remember
like
what
that,
it was.
Yeah.
I can't remember what exactly it was.
Before you could even run for president.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe we ought to consider the
well, backing. You know, and I remember...
Of course, that would never fly.
No, it probably wouldn't. But, you know, the thing of it is, I remember Vern and I had this conversation when we were talking about Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
There's no age limit there either.
Yeah.
You know, we got to tell you doesn't wisdom come with age? I said, nah, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of times, but
a lot
you know,
of times, and also the other parts creep in too.
That's a very important
mm-hmm.
spot.
And
so,
yeah, that's
you know,
what I brought up to him. That's the last time we talked about it. But.
Yeah, when you're appointed for life.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's also up to you and those around you, if you're a Supreme Court justice, to know when to call it.
How? You know? But you know what? I have found, and I think you could almost look across the board. I don't care what position you have in politics. When people get in that position, they seem to just forget, oh, well, I'm invincible. Yeah. I'll stay here till I'm
here. Right.
And they stay here until they almost till they die in office.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
that's not helping people.
No, that's not helping people a bit.
No.
It really isn't.
Well, quickly, NASA says it'll be sending astronauts back to the moon in the second half of 2024. The new deadline gives NASA more time to finish projects like Orion, which launches a test flight next year, and to design spacesuits for the lunar surface. NASA has been under pressure for another moon landing since Vice President Pence announced a five-year deadline earlier this month. And China, they're on the dark side of the moon right
they
now.
Are. Yes, they are.
Read an article over the weekend where they found some kind of gel-like substance, which is both interesting and a little scary
well,
at the same time.
You know, I've said it all along, and I think most everybody, you know, if they don't believe this, that's your prerogative. But I think I'm sure we're not alone.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I'm sure we're
kind of find it hard to believe we're the brightest crayons in the box.
Yeah, that's got a different way of putting it. But
well, one more quickly here. Democratic presidential hopefuls Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are gaining support in a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. That survey shows the former vice president still in the lead with 31% support, gaining 5 points since July. Massachusetts Senator Warren also got a big boost, jumping 6 points from 19% to 25%. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders barely moved the needle since July with 14% support. California Senator Kamala Harris took a big dive, dropping to fifth place behind Pete Buttigieg, and she only has 5% support. That's down from 13% in July. So some are moving up, some are moving out. We're starting to thin the herd.
I'm just going to bring this up real quick. Why is Sanders not doing anything, and why is Harris falling off the planet?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Bernie may have peaked. And
may have peaked last year.
Yeah, or last election.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's what I meant, last
election. Yeah, and I think Kamala Harris, she didn't come out real great in the last debate, and those things matter.
And I will hate to say this, for anybody who wants to vote for Cory Booker, I think you better find yourself into the canvas.
Yeah, forget Cory, but he's a good speaker, but he's full of hot air.
That's right.
For sure.
That's right.
Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.